the reality of God. God is primal reality in the spirit world, God is the source of truth in the mind spheres, God overshadows all throughout the material realms. To all created intelligences God is a personality, and to the eternal central universe He is the first source and center of eternal reality. God is neither man-like nor machine-like. The first Father is universal spirit, eternal truth, infinite reality, and Father personality. The existence of God can never be proved by scientific experiment or by the pure reason of logical deduction. Those who know God have experienced the fact of His presence. Such God-knowing mortals hold in their personal experience the only positive proof of the existence of the living God which one human being can offer to another. God can be realized only in the realms of human experience. Nevertheless, the true concept of the reality of God is reasonable to logic, plausible to philosophy, essential to religion, and indispensable to any hope of personality survival. In theory, you may think of God as the creator, and He is the personal creator of paradise and the central universe of perfection, but the universes of time and space are all created and organized by the paradise core of the Creator Sons. The Universal Father is not the personal creator of our local universe of Nebadon, this universe in which we presently live being the creation of His Son Michael. Though the Father does not personally create the evolutionary universes, He does control them in many of their universal relationships and in certain of their manifestations of physical, mental, and spiritual energies. God the Father is the personal creator of the paradise universe and, in association with the Eternal Son, the creator of all other personal universe creators. As a physical controller in the material universe of universes, the vast and complex organism of total creation, which is absolutely controlled by the infinite mind of God, the first source and center functions in the patterns of the eternal Isle of Paradise, and through this absolute gravity center, the eternal God exercises cosmic over-control of the physical level equally in the central universe and throughout the universe of universes. As mind, God functions in the deity of the infinite spirit, as spirit, God is manifest in the person of the eternal Son, and in the persons of the divine children of the eternal Son. This interrelation of the first source and center with the coordinate persons and absolutes of paradise, does not in the least preclude the direct personal action of the Universal Father throughout all creation and on all levels thereof. And through the presence of His fragmentized spirit, the thought adjusters, the Creator Father maintains immediate contact with His creature children, which includes you, and His created universes.